Number 5. Establish the rules of order. All meetings, large or small, involve people interacting to achieve one or more goals. In a perfect world, these interactions would spontaneously organize themselves. Everyone would respect one another's time. Comments would emerge in an organized fashion. Action items would surface and be agreed on. And the group would move to the next point. However, back in the real world, we need ways to stay organized and on track. You do not have to adopt Robert's Rules of Order, but you should know the ground rules by which the meeting will be run. If your organization doesn't have rules of order, make some. Share them with others and follow them. Chaos happens, but you do not have to let it ruin an otherwise productive meeting.